Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zephaniah 1. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray that we would be ready for your day, the day when you come and you judge what has been going on. We pray that we will make use of the good things you've put in your word to shine a light on our lives and see if we are acting the way you want us to, and that we would take advantage of this time to turn to you, that we would get rid of all of the other things from our lives that are trying to turn us away from you. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Zephaniah 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah. I will surely destroy everything from the face of the earth. A declaration of Yahweh. I will destroy humanity and beast. I will destroy the birds of the sky and the fish of the sea, and the stumbling blocks with the wicked. And I will cut off humankind from the face of the earth. A declaration of Yahweh. And I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off from this place the remnant of Baal and the name of idolatrous priests with the priests, and those who bow down on the rooftops to the host of heaven, and those who bow down swearing to Yahweh, but also swearing to Milcom, and those who turned back from following Yahweh, and who did not seek Yahweh, and did not inquire of him. Be silent before the Lord Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh draws near. For Yahweh has provided a sacrifice, and has consecrated his guests. And it will happen, on the day of the sacrifice of Yahweh, I will punish the officials, and the sons of the king, and all those who dress in foreign clothing. And on that day I will punish all who leap over the threshold, who fill up the house of their master with violence and deceit. And there shall be on that day, a declaration of Yahweh, a loud outcry from the fish gate, and a wailing from the second district, and a loud crashing from the hills. The inhabitants of the mortar shall wail, for all the traders have perished, all who trade with silver have been cut off. And it shall be that at that time I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and I will punish the men whose senses are dulled from drinking, who say in their hearts, Yahweh will not do good, nor will he do evil. Then their wealth shall be as plunder, and their homes as desolation, and they shall build their houses, and not inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards, and not drink their wine. The great day of Yahweh draws near. It is near and coming very swiftly. The sound of the day of Yahweh is bitterness. There a warrior cries out. That day will be a day of wrath, a day of trouble and distress, a day of disaster and ruination, a day of darkness and deep gloom, a day of clouds and thick clouds, a day of trumpet and trumpet blast, against the fortified cities and against the high corner towers. And I will bring distress to all humankind, and they shall walk about like the blind, for they sinned against Yahweh. Their blood shall be poured out like dust, and their entrails like dung. Moreover, their silver and their gold will not be able to save them on the day of the wrath of Yahweh. And in the fire of his zeal the whole land shall be consumed, for a terrifying end he shall make for all the inhabitants of the land. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. The book of Zephaniah starts with the longest genealogy of any of the prophets, taking us back to Hezekiah, which probably means that that is King Hezekiah, who was a good king. But following Hezekiah, there were two bad kings, and then a good king, Josiah. And it was during the reign of that later good king that Zephaniah prophesied. Josiah did make a lot of reforms to get rid of idol worship and restore the worship of Yahweh, and it isn't clear how far into Josiah's reign this prophecy was given. Josiah became king at the age of 8, so it was a while before he was really able to start his program of reforms. Maybe Zephaniah's prophecy helped with those reforms. The prophecy is mostly negative, and it gets right into it at the beginning. Verse 2, I will surely destroy everything from the face of the earth, a declaration of Yahweh. And then he goes on to describe a sort of uncreation, removing things in the reverse order of creation, humans, land animals, birds, and fish. He also uses language that makes us think of the flood. And then God specifies that this judgment is coming against Judah and Jerusalem, God's own people. And he starts to mention idol worship, the worship of Baal, people who worship the stars, people who worship Yahweh plus other gods. He says to be silent before Yahweh, which reminds us of Habakkuk 2, which we just covered recently, which said the whole earth should be silent before Yahweh. And that also was talking about God's judgment. He mentions the day of Yahweh, which is a phrase we've seen already before in the prophets, which means when Yahweh comes to judge. There have been several days of Yahweh in the past, and there still is a great day of Yahweh to come. On this particular day, Yahweh says he is preparing a sacrifice, and he will punish all the people who are acting wickedly. This leaping over the threshold is an interesting picture. It may be connected to the Philistine practice of not stepping on the threshold. That came about when God punished the idol of the Philistines by having it fall on the threshold and break. That was in the book of 1 Samuel. But the mention of leaping over the threshold is followed by a mention of violence and deceit, so more likely it's a phrase connected with how they're stealing from people. Then he starts listing the areas of Jerusalem and how they will be crying at the disaster that comes. God says he will search Jerusalem carefully to punish all of the wicked, the people who had said that Yahweh wouldn't act. He says this day of Yahweh is coming soon, and it won't be a good day for Judah, or anyone who has sinned, and their riches will not save them from Yahweh's judgment. And now for a deeper dive. This is a scary picture, everything being destroyed. It's clearly an exaggeration as relates to the destruction that happened just a few years later, the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. The Babylonians didn't kill all the birds of Judah. But it's not an exaggeration of the final day of Yahweh that is coming in the future, the judgment of the whole earth. And there are plenty of people who are stealing from each other today, plenty of people who are saying that God will not act today, plenty of people who have divided loyalty today, where they say that they're worshiping the true God, but they also have other gods that they're following. Worshiping the stars is not so popular today, though that is what the horoscope is supposed to be based on. But money seems to be an even more popular god than ever today. And it is easy for us to have divided loyalty, to worship the true God on Sunday and to worship the dollar Monday through Friday. It's worth considering what God would find in our lives when he comes searching with his lamp. By the way, the word of Yahweh is sometimes called a lamp. We can use it on our lives right now, before the coming day of Yahweh. And it was a blessing that Yahweh sent Zephaniah to Judah before the day of Yahweh, so they would have a chance to repent. Perhaps some did. Josiah's reforms did have some effect for a while. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.